Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM, right between your ears.
Now here's Ian Tyson with Jerry Jeff Walker.
Thank you. Well, I wanted you to be relaxed down here in Texas. Are you enjoying it so far?
I'm loving it.
Okay,
and
good.
The guys are loving it. We're very glad we came.
Oh, good. Well, we can't get you down this way enough. The thing I like to do is find out maybe someplace where music came into your life as a young man someplace. Was music around the house?
No. Nobody in my family was a musician, per se. My mother played a little piano. But I was in a... I broke my ankle at a rodeo in the 50s, and there was a broken ankle ward, or broken leg ward. There were eight of us in there, and they were cowboys and loggers and telegraph pole climbers,
yeah.
And, you know, all the hazardous jobs. And there was one guitar amongst the eight of us, and none of us could play it. And I was in there the longest. I was in for about 3 weeks, and I remember it very well because Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line had just come out, and I loved it. And I spent hours trying to figure out that E chord, you know, the A chord and D chord.
What was the first song, maybe? How did you get to the... You know, sooner or later, you're picking one, and then you think, geez, maybe I got a little song to tell. Or,
you know, the first one, believe it or not, was Four Strong Winds, first song I ever wrote.
Yeah. Great one out of the barrel.
Yeah, it's
would you play a little bit of that one?
Yeah, it's four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change come what may. Our good times are all gone. I used to be a tenor then. I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. And the reason I wrote that was I went into the Kettle of Fish. You remember the Kettle of Fish on McDougal Street.
Sure.
And there was this little...
I had a permanent stool there.
Yeah, I know you did. And I had the one, two down. But there was this little kind of little grubby kid in there, and he said, I got this new song. And it was Bobby Dylan. He sang me Blowing in the Wind. He just wrote it. Yeah, that's true. That's a true story. And I thought, I can do that. And... as it
so he had one with wind in it, and so you put a wind in it.
As it turned out, I couldn't. None of us could. We, as you recall, we all tried to keep up with Bobby Dylan for a couple of years, but then we wised up and let him take
the
lead.
He writes a lot of them, doesn't he?
And he just kicked into overdrive and left us all. But that's a true story. He wrote Blown in the Wind, and the next day I wrote Four Strong Winds. It was tough to top it because it became a... I thought it was going to be real easy after that. And
well, let's get on back to the rest of the music that you got and that you brought all the way down here for us. And thank you for sharing it with
thank
us.
Thank you for having us, Jerry.
Okay.
This is wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you.
So for all the old folkies, here's Summer Wages.
Never hit 17 when you play against the dealer point. No, the odds won't ride with you. Never leave your woman alone with your friends around to steal her. She'll be gambled and gone like summer wages. And we'll keep rolling on till we get to Vancouver, and the lady that I love, she's living there. And it's been 6 long months and more
Since I've seen her, maybe she's gone and gone like summer wages. The dreams of the season get all spilled out on the floor. The big stands of timber waiting there just for power, and the hookers waiting watchfully, standing by the door. I'm gonna work on the towboats with my slippery city shoes. Lord, I swore I would never do that again. And through the gray fog-bound streets where the cedars stand awaiting, I'll be far off and gone like summer away. Swing your part. Of the season, it all spilled out on the floor. The big stands of timber waiting there just for falling. The hookers waiting watchfully, standing by the door. Never hit 17. When you play against the dealer, oh, you know the odds won't ride with you. Never leave your woman alone with your friends around to steal her. She'll be gambled and gone like summer wages. Again, and they're lost like summer wages. Thank you.
read her words again. This time, between the lines, they're in a beautiful friend. A man should always make the time.
Something to believe in. Now don't you think it's time we're leaving?
Good afternoon, Lillooet. This is Mike, your host, at Right Between Your Ears. If you're a regular listener or you just happen to be driving by with the radio turned on, we're coming at you from the rec center down here on Main Street. And to start out this show today, we showcased one of my favorite Canadian cowboys, and that's Mr. Ian Tyson. And the recording you heard was recorded down in Texas, where he was being hosted by Jerry Jeff Walker. And he did the song, quite well-known song, called Summer Wages. And that was followed up by yours truly, Michael Hawes, with a song that I think I wrote about 40-some-odd years ago called Time to Be. And that was followed up by Jerry Jeff Walker, aforementioned Jerry Jeff Walker, doing a song written by a man named Guy Clark, but made famous by Jerry Jeff, and that was called L.A. Freeway. I'll just mention here that Ian Tyson and Gordon Lightfoot and Hank Snow are three Canadian cowboys that are very, very well respected and well known down in Texas. Now on this next set, we're going to take a little turn over on into Sweden. To describe the trail makes one a storyteller. To extract meaning makes one a philosopher. To share makes one human. Bobcat Logic. Tuesdays, 9 in the morning. Wednesdays, 4 in the afternoon.
Thank you. sit all alone like me? Did your lady friend leave your nest again? That is very sad, makes me feel so bad. You can fly away in the sky away, you're more lucky than me. I also had a pretty girl, she's not with me today. They're all the same, the pretty girls take tenderness, then they fly away.
Just about as sweet as you can get. That was the Mills Brothers with a very famous song called Yellow Bird. I remember singing that when I was a little kid. That was preceded by a band out of Sweden in days gone by. They were probably popular during the 50s and 60s and maybe on up into the 70s, but it's a band called the Sputniks. And if you ever Google these guys up, you'll find out they were one of the first bands to adopt strange costumes. They wore these spaceman-looking suits on stage. They toured the entire world. I don't think there was a country they didn't visit. Put out a ton of music, I don't know how many albums. And they played sort of a surfer rock electric guitar music. And the song you just heard, and you're going to hear some more of them on future shows, the song you just heard was called Gamle Svarten, which means Old Blackie, which is an old traditional song, I believe, from America about a favorite horse called Old Blackie. And we started the set off with a song called Skogvaktern's Lisa, which was sung by a woman named Christina Lindbergs, who's very famous in Sweden. And it's kind of a folk song about a woman named Lisa from Skogvaktern's. And this brings us up to the point in the show where we're going to do the weather. So today, for a little bit of a change of pace, I'm going to take the weather out of the Old Farmer's Almanac, which was founded in 1792. So, you know, I haven't checked their track record how accurate they are. But if they've survived that long as an almanac, they must be doing something right. So here's what the Old Farmer's Almanac tells you is going to be happening during the time period of October 1st to October 13th. So as you know, today is October the 9th, Canadian Thanksgiving Day, and happy Thanksgiving Day, by the way, to everybody out there. I can smell the turkey and stuffing. October 1 through 13, Old Farmer's Almanac says, rain, then sunny and cool. And to give an overview for the month of October, The Old Farmer's Almanac says temperatures around 8 degrees Celsius, which they're saying is 1 degrees below average, precipitation 110 millimeters, which is 10 millimeters above average. So right now, I think we're going to take a couple of turkey legs and put them in a brown paper bag, load up our guitar case, and buy a Greyhound ticket and head on out to New York City. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, join us each Wednesday night at 8 p.m. for Radio Lillooet's special presentations of thought-provoking speech and fine literature.
Oh Lord, you made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, I have a dividend. All day long I dividend. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. I have a dividend. If I were a bitty rich, idle diddle 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 man, I'd build a big tall house with the rooms by the dozen, right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof and a real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud kee-bidi-dee-coo, bidi-dee-gay-bidi-dee-gah will end like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say here lives a wealthy man. Oh, yeah. If I were a rich man, all day long I bidi-bidi-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty rich, idle diddle 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 man, I see my wife, my gold, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oy, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important man in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Rebbe Tavia, pardon me, Rebbe Tavia, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eye. I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. And that would be the sweetest thing of all. Oy. If I were a rich man, all day long I bitty bitty bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Oh, yabba dabba 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 dum. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
Fair exchange is no robbery. So that means some honor amongst thieves. Except the ones with lost me and envy of the heart. If it's right, even like you hide in the dark.
We all got a dark passengers that we ride with.
For the cow,
Clifford Weston is my sidekick.
So I gotta keep it 30. Even lawmen out here playing dirty and disrespect, only respect, disrespect. So when I give you what I got for is what you get. No pity,
no pity. So gritty.
So 24/7, I put on for my city. From the booth to the streets,
from the streets to the booth.
Lie, get you killed quicker than the truth. If you try to put shame in my game to make a name, I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Bitch.
When the deal goes down, let them move along. When the deal goes down, let them hope it don't go wrong. When the deal goes down, let them sing my song. When the deal goes down, when the deal goes down.
End up going down, cards on the table.
Make money, make money.
Can't make money, then we
take money, take money.
Poker face ain't funny.
Play the game, I was dealt.
Lose your life over money, that's the pain that's felt. Yeah, hot flame make a melt. Outlaws branded with a cannon in my belt. Blackjack, 21 shots to the dome. Jane with the nail on the top of my throne. Tone, you don't wanna mess with me. I shot the sheriff and the motherfucking deputy.
All out,
bare knuckle bouts, no referee.
A lot of dirty cash and a fat ass preference.
Yeah. No ice, straight Hennessy. If life be a gift, let death be a penalty.
When the deal goes down, let them move along. When the deal goes down, let them hope it don't go wrong. When the deal goes down, let them sing my song. When the deal goes down, when the deal goes down.
He's a dangerous man. Charlie runs a crooked game, and he's a dangerous man. And he's got blood in his plan. Better watch that way you stand. He's a dangerous man. To make believe that he's your friend, but don't forget it, just pretend. He's a dangerous man.
Fine, Lilouette. This is Mike, your host at Right Between Years, and that last word of advice was from Mr. Dwight Yoakam with his song Dangerous Man. And I want to wish everybody a happy Canadian Thanksgiving. And if you're listening to this on podcast around the world, thank you very much for using our website. And just before that, we had a song up by Gangsta Grass, and it was called When the Deal Goes Down. If any of you find that sound of that band a little bit familiar, besides hearing it on this radio show, you might have heard it on a TV series from some years back called Justified. One of their songs was used as a theme song for that show. And just before that, we had the unmistakable voice of Chaim Topol singing If I Were a Rich Man, which comes from the original soundtrack of Fiddler on the Roof, which is a movie that's, this is a good time of year to watch that movie again. Watch that movie about once a year, and it's one of those movies where you always learn a little bit more the older you get. And the top of this set was started off by Mr. George Benson with his hit song On Broadway. Now at this time, it is public service time, so I'm just going to let you folks know that tomorrow, October the 10th, at 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., the Bridge River Veterinary Service Clinic will be open. Now, you can contact Mr. John Atkinson at 250-256-7048. That's John Atkinson, 250-256-7048. 7048. And he is the man that runs the Bridge River Veterinary Service Clinic. They're located down at 1003 Main Street, 1003 Main Street, down here in Lillooet. Now, every Tuesday, the Bridge River Veterinary Clinic is open. You can come to pick up orders, make appointments, or for nail trimming. The veterinarian is not in the clinic on Tuesdays. To find out when he'll be there next, call 250-256-7048. Now, right now, I think Mr. Stevie Wonder has something that he wants to say.
So many minds, leaving room for darkness, where lost dreams can hide. Evil, why do you infest our purest thoughts? Hatred, evil, why have you stolen so much love, leaving everyone's emotions lost and wandering?
Love is an ocean and you Thank you. we'll touch the same money, and we'll breathe the same air. No, I haven't been, and I can't go there. Well, I will if I let me. I'm a man. It's only lately, though, that I do what I can. And I got my own place, yeah. I see him in dreams. Maybe you're there too. And we can both keep clean. Well, I will if I let me. I'm a man. It's only lately, though, that I do what I can. And I leave this trail of matchsticks and bottle caps and a raccoon's tail. And I leave this trail of matchsticks and bottle caps and a raccoon's tail. And I'm taking off the mask. I'm taking off the mask. I'm taking off the mask.
Mm-mm, that's like cakewalking out to an international space station. That was Chet Atkins with a song called Cosmic Square Dance from an album he did where he was helped out by Mark Knopfler, the lead guitar player for Dire Straits, and a man named Paul Yandell, three of the best guitar pickers around. Song just up before that was Vancouver's own Raccoon Eyes, song written by Miggy Hawes, my own boy, called Taking Off the Mask. And up before that was Lorendo Almeida and Charlie Bird doing a song called Brazilian Soul. Prior to that, we had Miss Sheila Chandra out of England with a song, it's a medley, called Ever So Lonely, Eyes and Ocean. So three little tunes, Ever So Lonely, Eyes and Ocean. We started up the set with Stevie Wonder, who basically took Evil and sat it in a little chair in the corner and gave it a piece of his mind. And that song was co-written by Stevie and Sarita Wright. I think it's lyrically one of the best songs Stevie Wonder ever had anything to do with. And that's going to wrap up our show for today, Thanksgiving Day, October the 9th, 2017. And I had a real good time. I hope you did too. And looking forward to seeing everybody through the radio waves again next Monday.